Do you want to tell us how loud we have to be? Like, is this good volume, or should we be a little louder than
test.
That?
This is probably going to be okay. Last time it was on their bed.
Test.
And it was all dampy, but
la,
still.
La, 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 la. It's la, good. La, 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 la. You're going to keep this in, aren't you? Do, do, do.
And welcome to the Blade Runner Minute, our twice weekly podcast where we talk about Ridley Scott's sci-fi classic, Blade Runner. I'm Terrence Nottingham. To my left is Virginia Wolf. Singson. To his immediate right is Alfonso DuPont. And Sandra's here with us today as well, for all you Sandra fans. Tostito crustacean.
Crusty?
I am two vodka shots, one dark beer, and I'm about a half a mimosa in. So
this will be very interesting.
So let's Benjamin Buttoning here.
Let's just see what happens.
He's guys, done you this just very often.
You just watched minute 60. Okay, so I'm Pete.
And I'm Sandra.
And we're here with
Fred.
And Frankie.
The infamous.
Fred was on minute 72 with us in the future.
And 18.
And you will see it. And you, I did.
No, he did an alternate minute too.
And he did a minute, alternate minute 18.
The better.
The 18
minute that was started out as a 24 minute episode that I chopped into a 9 minute episode.
Yeah, because I didn't know there was no cursing. So
there were like rape jokes in that goddamn episode.
Well, I thought you wanted it to be good.
I thought you wanted it to be
that
good.
That doesn't make it good.
So guys,
been watching Netflix lately?
We just sat through minute 62 of the Blade Runner.
It's like the Rape Network.
It's
now.
About guy running with like knives.
What's that? There was umbrellas. There was a lot of staring.
The lightsaber umbrellas, you said.
What are they actually called?
Anyone? They're just umbrellas.
They light up umbrellas.
Not because everyone had a light up umbrella though.
No, so some people some did.
Them,
I guess
some of them were
so
broken.
Dark.
I like how the technology for the umbrella. Like the actual part that covers your head,
yeah,
hasn't changed in this movie at all.
Yeah,
I think they could have worked.
There are
a
no
bit.
Future umbrellas. Have you ever noticed a sci-fi movie that changes the umbrella drastically?
We have those umbrellas that go inside out, but you can't really perfect the design.
Even.
It still looks
no. There's
still
there's
umbrellas.
The umbrellas that go like over you. It's like a bubble almost.
Well, sure, but it's still a thing over you. That reminds me of the Seinfeld joke where George talks about how toilet paper hasn't changed and like. 50 years and
they added plies over
right
there.
He said what are you talking Jerry says what are you talking about it's different colors
yeah.
They smell different there's two
they
ply
they change the size now
they're thicker they're softer
quilted
mm-hmm. But they change the size there's some toilet paper you can get with the roll has an air freshener inside
but he brings
I
up
like
a good
my
point.
Toilet paper quilted for my pleasure
but you bring up a good point that in the future in this futuristic movie with all these things like retro fitted and with wires and cables and boxes and lights and flashing doodads they still couldn't.
But here's
they
the
couldn't,
thing.
Well, the only thing they could add to the umbrellas was the lightsaber on the.
What's
on
the
shelf.
Point of the lightsaber?
Right. Well,
because
it's
so
nighttime.
Dark when they're
nighttime.
Walking.
It's nighttime.
And easy to spot people
and
when you're walking.
They
down
live
the street.
In this dystopian society where the streetlights go out.
Someone bumps into you and when you would chop off your ear.
No, I don't think.
I don't think they're actually lightsabers.
I think they're just
light bulbs.
They're just glow.
And they sell
glow
those.
Sticks.
You can buy them.
Yeah, they're just glow.
So
they're just
thing now.
Illuminated.
Yeah, you can buy them.
Someone saw this and was like, "That's a good idea. I'm gonna do that."
Possibly.
Maybe. But you could totally buy them.
Possibly.
Okay.
Which works when you're working right, so walking like, at night, like the radio, you have a
talk about what happened.
Sorry,
Gordon
I'm
was like,
vodka
hey,
vodka.
Harrison, you gotta
so,
do things. And he was like, what?
So minute 62 starts with Bryant revealing the fourth skin job, as he puts it. I'm air quoting.
They can't see that.
That's why I said it.
Okay, just making sure.
And
wow.
It ends with Leon surprising Deckard with like a bouquet of flowers and some chocolates.
Aww.
It's more of an inquiry.
Be my Valentine?
Bryant tells Deckard he has to kill Rachel, flat out. He says, that skin job over at the Tar-Heel
Well, in the last minute, he said four more, and Deckard's like, three.
That's three.
And then Deckard is completely shocked that Bryant knows about another one.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, he was like Rachel, that girl over at Tyrell disappeared.
Oh, are you questioning whether or not Bryant was even supposed to know that Rachel was...
I am questioning how he knows. So either Deckard reported it, which I don't think so.
Yeah, but Bryant sent Deckard to interview... A skin job over
No, he just said he wants to see the VK work.
Yeah, but he said there's a skin job over at... There's a Nexus 6 over at the Tyrell Corporation.
Now, here's my question about
go
that.
Put the
if
test
they're
on
illegal...
It. Wait.
Okay, but wait a second. This is my question. If they're illegal, why is Tyrell allowed to have one?
Even we said this already. We discussed this.
I know, but I still haven't gotten an answer.
Because if he keeps a personal eye on them and they're in his, like, chambers, they're in his house serving him, I guess it's okay because he's so rich. He's a rich guy. He pulls some strings. It's true.
Also, like, not programmed to kill.
None of them are programmed to kill.
But then now Deckard, now that she left, though, Brian says she disappeared. She ran off. She didn't even know she was
a replicant. Because she had a brain implant.
So now that she... They didn't want to kill her before, but now that she left, Brian's telling Deckard, you have to kill her. Yeah, Rachel... He just said Rachel disappeared. The skin job at...
She didn't even know, Tyrell said, because she had a brain implant.
Well, she found out she went to Deckard's house. Yeah. You think I'm a replicant? She showed him the picture of her and her mother. Turns out it was Tyrell's niece with her mother.
Right. Because I totally know that.
You don't know?
No, I totally know.
So glad to have you guesting on on our show.
This is a great one.
You always tell people that if they guess, you only want them to watch the minute and they don't have to watch the whole movie.
That makes it more interesting.
This is what happens.
You gotta... Listen, most of the population is me.
You think most people haven't seen Blade Runner enough to remember it?
Most people don't remember.
Well, enough to remember.
Most people have seen it.
Right.
Like me, most people don't really remember everything.
Which brings
a good perspective to just watching a minute on its own, because I don't know what happens next. I don't know what happened before.
You know, when I tell you this kind of stuff, you get very upset with me.
Yeah, because I'm a man.
I expect more from you, Sandra.
I'm joking. Women are also good.
It's a certain level of excellence that I expect from you, Sandra.
That is, I am pretty excellent. That's true.
Yeah, you're smart, and I'm not. So, like, it's okay that I don't know this.
Wow, I'm glad that everybody out there knows that now.
It's big of you to admit.
I could say a lot of things.
Fredo saying he's smart is funny to me because I just watched Godfather. I'm smart.
You forgot the hand waving part.
You just watched it.
I'm smart.
Yeah, like 2 days
ago with
the kids.
I've been really rewatching good. Godfather and Godfather 2, well, like back to back.
This is not about that. Oof. Let's talk about the staring for 45 Fortunato. Seconds of the whole minute, mostly.
Deckard spots Rachel
in the crowd.
Over behind.
Over yonder.
Where the spinner was.
Say yonder.
Over yonder. So you had the spinner with Gaff and Bryant. They take off. And Rachel's...
But Bryant tells him, have a drink for me.
Have a drink for me and go kill Rachel. Shoot her in the face, he says.
In the face.
Did you say that?
No.
He just said you gotta take care of her. She disappeared.
Like, bring
something
her home
wrong.
Safely?
Something wrong with her... Something to do with her brain implant, according to Tyrell. That's the quote.
So he made that lie, Tyrell, that she has some kind of brain implant that helps control her. Maybe that's why she was allowed to be here, because she had a brain implant, allegedly, that would control her. But Tyrell was lying. That never happened. She didn't have a brain implant. He just said that to get permission to have her.
You think she heard Bryant talking about killing her?
Didn't she have, like, supersonic hearing?
No, I think she was really upset with Tyrell.
I think she heard him.
I think she was upset with Tyrell because when she came to Dex's house, she's like, he won't see me, he won't talk to me. Why? So she knows that something's happening. She has all these questions. She goes to Deckard. Deckard gives her the answers. She's not happy with it. And she just, I need to get away. I need to not be part of this right now. And she just bounces.
I think she heard him, too.
Was she really close? I didn't see.
She could have. It's a movie, so
she
you got
an umbrella.
She didn't have an umbrella?
No, but she did assume...
She didn't that, have... I'm Ron Burgundy?
But she did assume that Deckard would know what was going on. She was like, you think I'm a replicant.
Well, you're...
So they must have overheard that conversation,
ahead.
But... No, I meant before, when she came to his
house.
Oh. Yeah. She's like, you think I'm a replicant? And he's like, well, I don't think it. I know it, girl.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
That's exactly 100%. Go back to the mini. You'll hear that's exactly how he said it.
No. All right, so whether or not she heard him doesn't matter. Leon Deckard's going out into the crowd.
Charlie is awesome. So also with us today is Charlie and Frankie.
Charlie and Frankie
they're humanly challenged. By that I mean they're dogs.
We have a couple of dogs clip-clopping around.
But they're protecting us. They're for our safety.
They're pretty cute, though. One of them just yawned.
Charlie's... Sits on a windowsill.
So as Deckard is going into the crowd to look for Rachel, because he suspects that she heard what Brian just said.
And that's his Kool-Aid.
And that's his.
Why is she there, by the way? Like, how did she show up?
She was. I noticed her when Deckard was ordering his drink, his bottle of vodka that's named after a beer. a couple minutes ago. She was just standing in the background, unfocused.
She was stalking him.
Yeah, she's
in the background. Well, he had called her.
Unfocused.
About maybe a half hour before that, he called her.
He called her from the snake pit, from
for a booty call.
Taffy Lewis's place. And he's like, come on down to Taffy Lewis. I got free drinks waiting for you.
Like, you're making this up.
And she's like, it's not my kind of place. And he said, we'll go someplace else. We'll go.
So she knew what neighborhood. Places.
There's Yelp back then.
And she said, my theory is when they call you on the vid phone, half the screen is the person you're talking to, and half the screen is Google Maps.
No.
So anything they say pops up on a map immediately.
I don't think so.
And shows you where your friend wants to meet you.
But he did clearly say, I'm at Taffy Lewis's. She knows where, she would know where that is if she knows that's on her. Like where you could call information, even if there's no Google.
But was she talking about Taffy Lewis's place specifically, or was she talking about the Fourth Sector? Maybe the Fourth Sector is like.
But he didn't say that. He said Taffy Lewis's, so she's like, that's not my kind of place.
Okay, but he also said Fourth Sector.
But he knows.
Which could be the Williamsburg of the Blade Runner universe, so who the hell wants to go there?
But she knew where he was, that's why she was able to find him.
Disgusting.
You love this neighborhood.
Disgusting.
Guys, we live in the center of the universe.
Okay, she knew where he would be because he told her. So it's not like a mystery that she found him. She went looking for him.
For what, though? What did she want from him?
Answers. Satisfaction. Am I a replicant? How come I didn't know? How
didn't
am I different?
Did he already say that she was?
Yeah, but she has so many questions, and if Tyrell's not answering those questions...
Why would she think Deckard's
okay? Doesn't she know that Deckard's going to shoot her in her face? Why she?
Yeah, why would she risk going to Deckard?
Because they felt something for each other. There was some kind of connection. He was nicer. He could have shot her in his house, and he didn't. When she came to see him.
Jesse. You just found out that you are something that if you're found out to be that thing, I have to kill you. You're going to come to me for solace when you find that out? I'm the guy who's paid to kill you.
Yeah, but you're the guy who told her what she is and didn't kill her the first time.
That's why, because she
always actually,
he tried to
him. Remember, he tried to kick her out in a nice way and saying, I'm just kidding, you're not a replicant. Seriously, go home, you're not a replicant. And then she cried and he tried to pour her a drink.
He dentist her.
And she...
and she ran out.
He was just about to engage physically when she...
Then he neglected emotionally.
Ran out. Now he's inspiring hope.
Yes.
By bringing...
And then
he's gonna separate entirely.
Are you guys done? She already came to him.
The gang wear tires.
You're not a replicant. Rachel's a replicant.
Rachel's a replicant. That's really good. While he's looking for Rachel. An old friend pops up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Leon's
is that a
back.
Friend? They've never met.
Which is, of course, in Latin means the lion.
Leon's back. He grabs Deckard by the arm.
Yeah, ever so soft.
Deckard recognizes him from Bryant's
Leon?
File, I guess, briefing. Says, Leon! Leon says, how old am I? And then the minute ends.
Yeah. Why, like, does Deckard have a record of how old?
Yes, he had those cards.
Yeah, in the beginning.
But, all right, so that means when they're...
Deckard was shown a profile of all of the replicants.
When they're put online, when they're, like, born...
Yeah.
They don't have a memory of it? Like, wouldn't he know? They only live, like, 6 years...
They have a 4-year lifespan.
Yeah, but if you only live 4 years, wouldn't you remember how many years?
They have a 4-year lifespan. Some of them are given memory... implanted memories.
They're starting to do that.
Like Rachel, because she's a Nexus 6, or six. Turns out she's a 7, right? By the time we get to 2049, or should we leave that part out?
Shh.
All right, well, she's an experiment, nothing more. She's a little bit more advanced.
Right.
I say Rachel and Deckard are Nexus 7s.
How come Leon...
The 6s, Leon, Roy, Zora, Pris,
Mermaid Lady,
have no
nothing
memories.
Before that time
no
they
memory
were
implants, that's
but
it.
But they also before don't know what? If their memory has ever been wiped.
They've been around for 4 years and they're just they only remember 4 years?
But they could
right,
all,
so don't they know?
Up to 4 years.
But they don't know how long they live for in general?
No, they don't know how long they're going to live.
They don't know.
They just
know
what they
lifespan.
Are.
And they know what the average lifespan is?
No, they don't know. That's why they're here every time.
So why is he even asking how old he is?
But
he's literally asking how old am I because he wants to know how long he has to live. That's why he's asking Deckard, how old am I?
But what's the reference? Like...
Well, maybe they know that there's a 4-year lifespan for Nexus 6s,
yeah.
But he doesn't know when he was born, so he doesn't know how much time he has left.
That's what I think.
That's what I'm saying. How do you not know when you were born if you're only around for 4 years? Does that mean like their memories are wiped at some point when they were sent back to whatever?
Maybe after every like
mission, they're wiped?
Super emotional thing. They wiped. Have to, yeah. Every time they're sent on like a murder rampage, they're wiped.
Okay.
And they don't know how old they are. What do you think? What'd you say, son?
I was trying to talk, but you two didn't listen just like the last time we did this podcast
hey,
with
you know
the Fressy,
I'm
so
the
I'm
guest?
Just going to be
wow.
quiet.
I am the guest.
Wow.
I am the guest.
Sassing it up.
You both talked over me like three times. I'm just going to sit here and
you know
look
what?
Pretty.
Let's just be quiet and let her...
I was going to make the same point that Fred already made. So it's that they may know that they were born 4 years ago, but they also aren't sure if anyone's ever changed what their minds know. Because like Zora had a reassignment of her, whatever her duties were. We know that now she's a political assassin, but she doesn't know what she was before. It's possible that
do you think
they
she doesn't know
those.
What she was before, really?
She may not. We don't know what she was before either.
So what Sandra's referring to, you get that?
Yeah.
Zora was retrained, repurposed,
yeah.
essentially.
I get it.
What was she originally? Did
doesn't
they even
say?
Say?
It doesn't say. It just reassigned political
assassination. So like, before that, she might have been a pleasure model.
She could have been anything.
Yeah, it's like you got a cop car, and then it gets old, and they turn it into a cab, you know?
Yeah.
Change out the computer inside. You
yeah.
don't know.
Instead of like a meter, it's like a police scanner.
But we also didn't watch forward from this to ask why he's asking this question. So
who?
He could, like Leon, he could be asking it sarcastically, he could be asking it matter-of-factly, like, do you know how old I am because I don't know?
He definitely is asking sincerely because Roy asks Chu earlier on in the movie, incept dates, morphology. So.
I don't think that's why he was asking that. I think he wanted to know how much he knows about those topics, not about him personally. Like, what do you know about this for replicants,
so walk
not
me
for me personally.
Walk me through it. Tell me what you mean because I don't understand fully.
Okay, so when he was asking about morphology and incept dates...
This is Roy now. We're
yes,
going back
he
to,
wasn't...
Okay.
I don't think he was asking about his incept date or his morphology. I think he was asking about, do you know what those are for replicants, how that affects us, and who changes those things, who implants that. I don't think he was asking about him for him, Roy Batty. I think he was asking for all replicants.
He's like the delegate of the replicants.
Yeah, like... What do you know about health insurance? Are you the man to ask about health insurance? Are you the one to ask about my pension?
Yeah.
So when Leon asks it, I didn't watch forward yet, and I don't remember from my last full viewing of the movie. Is he asking because he doesn't know about his personally, or is he asking because he wants to make some other kind of point to Deckard? Like, my time is limited. Can't you just leave me alone?
How old am I? Why are you even bothering hunting me?
If I'm going to be dead in a year.
So that's the next...
It could have been that. It could have been anything. I don't know. I didn't watch
forward.
I think
he was thinking about it for a while. I was like, I'm going to grab him. I'm going to say something crazy. And he's going to be like, whoa. And I'm going to be like, yeah.
I'm going to blow this guy's mind.
So what do I say? What, hello? No. I'm not going to say hello.
I'm going to grab him.
It's me, Leon. He's going to know who I am right away. How old am I? That's all he had. That's all he had to say. He couldn't think of anything else. Because it's like he's trying to be ironic. Because they're the Williamsburg
right.
of that
so
it's world.
Right, such a goddamn replicant like, hipsters.
How's everyone, man? Yeah, I think.
My notes are ridiculous because I have Leon in the middle. And then I go back to how beautiful the scene is with Bryant. And we see the
car.
The Imperial Crown New Hampshire?
Southampton.
Southampton.
You really like any scene where you get to see Rachel even for a second.
You don't want to see one of those today at all.
I don't think so.
No, it's like a custom luxury thing back then.
I'd look it up.
Someone has a broken down one in their...
There are boat shoes in the back.
Boat shoes?
They all come with a little satchel.
Oh, God.
With a caviar spoon.
You didn't see that episode.
And,
you didn't listen to that episode to know what he's talking about.
And
I
don't think I'm there yet.
And a pair of boat
shoes. You
know
how like Jaguars used to come with like engine repair kit?
A Jaguar?
Most
yeah, engine,
a real Jaguar in the back.
New cars come with like a little... kit in the back.
No, but like old Jaguars used to come with an engine repair kit
really
because they used to break down all the time.
Yeah, man,
so he thinks this Imperial whatever comes with
another car in the
with
back.
Boat shoes and caviar and caviar spoons. Is that what those?
Not caviar because that's a little that's
okay,
a little too
so
much. But definitely the caviar spoon. No dish. It's like
spoon?
It's a satin satchel with a little string, a drawstring. And there's a little caviar spoon in it.
It comes with a fountain
shoes,
pen and a mutual
and
fund.
Yeah.
Trust fund. Yeah. A trust fund.
Yeah, what's
that? That's what you think.
A bond.
Yeah, obviously.
That have been in the family for
the
generations.
Cream, the white cream yeah. leather, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't with the two of you.
What? Been fun?
I have to edit out an entire...
No, you don't. Leave it in.
Awkward
you know me,
moment.
I always tell you,
awkward
leave
moment
it
where
in.
Sandra got all
leave
jealous of my boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
This is my wife and my boyfriend.
We're very modern.
And my wife can't take it. Any
you're
closing,
so full of shit.
Closing comments or
you
thoughts?
Know, staring, umbrellas, lions. I think it was a great minute, y'all.
Jaguars.
Jaguars. Jaguars. Lions. A lot of cats in this one.
Imperial Southampton.
You know?
You have a cream covered leather car.
It's cream. Cream white. White cream.
You've creamed all over your car.
I'd like to say that I like the rain.
It's always raining there.
And the music.
It's always raining.
And the spinner.
It's supposed to be LA.
We talked about why we think it always
rains.
And
Bryant and Gaff getting back in the car and driving off.
Yeah. Do you want me to rehash it for you?
Quickly.
Are you guys just talking about shit?
Yeah. So there's
we did it to her. So.
For the cinematographer, probably because there's so many different lighting sources. Mm-hmm. That having the street wet all the time diffuses the light and you can't see all the stage lights that they would put on. But for stylistic purposes, as far as this future world is concerned, you know, the future world that takes place this year.
Yeah.
Did it say it was could be LA though?
Yeah, LA 2019.
But it always rains in LA in 2019.
Because of the pollution.
Oh, yeah. This movie.
Because of pollution, you know, climate change.
Acid rain.
So that's acid rain.
It's probably acidic in some way, yes.
It's not everyone pollution. Has an umbrella and that's fine.
No.
Whatever.
Light
don't care.
Acid.
It's all pollution, though. Either way, even if it's not acid rain, you don't really hear people talk about acid rain anymore, do you?
No, only that, like, one Simpsons episode, remember acid rain, where his jacket melted off?
Right.
But that's only
that's
thing.
Not the way it really
And then
happened,
when the Berlin Wall fell, everybody was talking about it, how, like, the pollution on one side completely changed all the buildings and stuff like that, but you don't really hear about it nowadays.
Rachel's in a new outfit.
She's in a new outfit.
That's something
look
to
like?
Point
she
out.
She has a lot of outfits.
We see it a bit more clearly in the next minute
what
or two.
The clothing?
I'm sorry?
Who's the designer for the clothing?
Did Michael Kaplan, or what was his name?
There was a couple of guys, actually. I think it was one of the guys from Fifth Element, too. We talked about it as well. I don't remember.
Sorry.
No, I can't remember his name.
One of the dudes is the same dude. I think it's Michael Kaplan, but I don't have it on me. Who did episode 7, episode 8.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
He was the costume guy.
Great.
I might have that first name wrong, but I believe
I like this one.
Kaplan.
Yeah.
It's good. Give me more shit to edit. Thank you.
What? So what?
We should
have
another minute.
Yeah.
You want to do 63? You want to hang out and do 63?
As well.
All right, I dig it. All right, thank you, everybody. I'm going to try to sober up for the next minute.
Can
and
I mimosa?
Yes, please. I'll take another mimosa, Jesse. Thank you very much.
Bye, everyone.
For all love is such pain and such pleasure.